Hi, Jim. Hi, Boo. What's going on?
Did I tell you that one of your associates swore at me this morning?
They swore at you?
Yeah, it was really funny.
Who the fuck swore you? I'm only allowed to swear at you.
No, it wasn't, like, to me. They answered the phone and they were having issues. And I don't think that they knew that it actually answered. But all of a sudden I hear, fuck.
Who the fuck swore at you this morning?
I don't know. It was really funny.
I'm gonna get.
I can't remember who it was.
Fired. Oh,
I thought it was hilarious.
I wonder who it was.
Because this was after I talked to you the first time this morning, and you said that you were having issues with your phone, and so you apologized if you accidentally hang up on me while you put me on hold.
Yeah.
And then I called back later. I can't remember who it was.
Now I gotta listen to the and fire them.
It was really funny.
It was a guy?
No.
It was a girl?
Yeah.
It wasn't me, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Emily, did you swear on the phone? Let's see. Mick, you talked to Mick. Huh. I think it was Emily. Emily just lied to me.
It was hilarious, though. I started cracking up.
Are you? Huh. Oh, wait, you called a bunch today. Oh, I see this. I see. Girl, it's been a day. So one of our coworkers, and he's lovely. His name is Dustin. He's like 22 years old. He's such a nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
He bought my tickets to the Buffalo Bills game against the Kansas City Chiefs, and he jumped through a table, and instead of it breaking, he bounced off of it. It was hilarious. So everybody's been dying laughing at this poor kid, and he's so sweet.
That's really funny.
I don't know.
At least you know that Mike buys solid tables.
That is true. I told him on Saturday when we work, after we start Saturdays after Thanksgiving, I said whoever has the lowest sales. Oh, it was Tammy. Tammy's fired. She said, oh, shit, or something like that. Or, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Question for you. Why are you billing everything through IGO right now?
Because we have to make our end of year quota.
Oh, got you.
For IJO.
Makes sense. All right. Sold. And I just changed it from RJO to IJO. I usually do everything under RJO unless you tell me.
Yeah, we usually do everything through RJO, and then we got a call from Penny. So we had to, like, hold exclusivity. What do you want me to do with this?
And the folks like me have a job to 9 to 5. Well, thank you, because I've literally been losing every sale this month, so your sale is appreciated.
Why?
You know,
Marianne beating you out?
No. I mean, maybe. Just some months it comes and some months it doesn't, but it's like I even sold a diamond and then the customer returned it. It was like, nah, I changed my mind. Well, damn.
Like, the retailer's customer or the retailer?
The retailer's customer.
Mm.
That just means I got to work harder, and you know how I feel about that.
Yeah, we all have to work harder, Ann.
Ugh, so annoying. So that means you guys got to sell more.
Did you drop the price?
Oh, God.
Yeah. So at least are we starting to see more of our natural diamond business growth with you guys?
Sure. Absolutely.
Are we at year to date with you? Because I know that, like, overall the year's been down, but I feel like this month has been decent.
It has. We're with that sale, you're at like 100,000.
What were we at last year?
125.
And the year before that?
Let me see if I can find it. I don't know. I'd have to. I feel like that was our biggest year, right?
Yeah, like last year or the year before.
Yeah, I'd have to find. I don't. It only lets me go back 1 year. I'd have to do a manual, and that would. I would think you're like you were at 2 something.
What time are you pushing to IGO?
It's just that 0.86.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to screw up our books because it's rare and forever.
No.
No, it's not.
No, the 0.58, the one that we just got for Allison Dean. The one we just got for Allison Dean.
Oh, yeah. How much is that?
$783.
Yeah. It's like a bone. I don't know. The reason why we're like trying to keep exclusivity.
Yeah.
With IJO, I guess. One of the not so nice people inquired about joining.
Are they really not nice? That's unfortunate.
No, they're really not nice.
Yeah, they're kind of the elevator doesn't go to the top floor.
Got you. That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why people are not, like, it's weird to me. Like, I understand that there's competition and whatnot, but there's sometimes, like, some people are, like, vicious.
Like, well, this is not vicious. This
one's just a liar.
Yeah, this is just, we just don't want it in the group because they...
Drunk liar.
Ooh. Got enough drunks in IJO, too. We don't need any more.
No, we all are.
I know. Although, I've quit drinking quite a bit, which is unfortunate. I miss
it. Well, one of my clients just got me onto these dry gin with stuffed blue cheese olives.
Yes, that is phenomenal. Do you put a little bit of the olive liquid in there?
Yeah, just a touch.
Just a little bit. So good. I usually don't
use
gin. I usually do vodka.
What are they doing over there?
So good.
Painting.
So good. And then, are you still working? What else? Are you working that ugly chocolate diamond you hate?
Yeah, we're going to send those back.
Okay. Did you
we can send those back.
God bless you, babe. Well, you like the 121 emerald for your call?
Is that what's one for?
Yeah, I need to talk with them. But I like it.
Marlene!
So is that the one? Did we sold
108.
Ian, right? Did Ian have that diamond or no?
It's 2.5.
Somebody please pick up Marlene's number. And tell David Schreiber she'll call her right back. 137. Sorry. David Schreiber. I gotta fire somebody, I think. I'm just so good.
I don't know. It sounds like you don't have enough people to answer phones.
That's a fact. She went to the bathroom. Oh, God, girl. What a day. Then, I'm worried, like, one of my jewelers might have died. I know that sounds weird.
Did you Google the obit?
No. Oh, that's what I wanted to Google. I've literally been called. He emailed me, said diamonds are on their way back. And he's like, not one to not be, he's always in, like, contact. And he hasn't answered. And I'm like, what?
How long?
A week. He never doesn't, though.
Is he on vacation?
I don't know, because he won't answer a cell, he won't answer calls, texts, nothing.
Google his name.
Yeah, it comes up. He's not dead, that I can see. I'm going to...
Just text him, are you dead?
Are you alive? Yeah, no, he's alive. That I can see. I mean, thank God. Oh, girl. All right, I got your tracking. Thank you very much. I'll get the cert out for the 90. And then, what else? Anything else you need, my lovedly?
Don't think so.
Okay. Don't sound so sad. It could always be worse, sister. Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to go back to work. Why don't you call me back in a little bit? We'll talk it up again.
Have fun.
All right, boo. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, bye.